Welcome to our annual Christmas concert here at Trinity Lutheran in Hoyleton. I'm Pastor Dave Baldwin. Welcome to those of you watching this at home as well. This is such a great tradition that we have here at Trinity Hoyleton. I look forward to it every year. We get to have a concert where we involve all of our musical groups. We're so blessed to have such great musical talent here. Right behind you, we've got our children's choir. We have three students in second grade here. We have a junior children's choire, a little bit older kids sitting up here in these pews. We've got a mixed choir over there, men's choir over there, the hand chimes are up there. We've also got the trumpets and trombones. We have some special pre-service music. And you guys get to be part of the concert too, because we have congregational things. So we're going to be singing some Christmas carols along the way. This is so much fun, and what a blessing it is to gather, enjoy, and celebrate with our Savior. So thank you so much for being here tonight. Everything that you're going to need to follow along is in the bulletin. Hopefully you received one on your way in. And I'm going to get out of the way, but first, let's begin our worship with an invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We begin by hearing our children's choir. Thank you. Angels from the realms of glory, and we will sing verses 1, 2, and 3.
what I give to that king. Give to the one who has everything. What
we gain each of our inspired pieces. I promise I'm not going to preach a whole sermon, but I did want to take a moment to say a few words about these songs that we're about to sing. Our first one is called Wake Awake, for Night is Long, otherwise known in German as Walking Out. It was written and published in the year 1599 by a man named Philip Nicolai. He was a pastor and theologian in Germany. The song emphasizes the Advent theme of waiting for our Lord Jesus to come again, and uses the parable of the 10 virgins from Matthew chapter 25 as its main text. As the church awaits the bridegroom's coming, we are called to stay awake and to always be ready. Something a little bit different. It's called Salvation is Created, and it was written by Russian composer Pavel Chesnikov. The song is filled with Eastern Orthodox style harmony and chanting, and the words are a celebration of our Lord's incarnation on Christmas. When Jesus was born, salvation was created for the entire world, and it gives us every reason to sing praises. All the years to hope of a life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service. Lord, in your mercy, save and defend your whole church, churches with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and the holy sacraments, making them perfect in love and in all good works, and establishing in them the faith once delivered to the saints. Lord, in your mercy, preserve our nation through justice and honor, and you may lead a peaceable life with integrity. Grant health and favor to all who bear office and claim, especially the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this state, and to all who faithfully minister and judge in your cause. Help them to serve this people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy, sanctify our homes with your presence and bless them with joy. Keep our children in the covenant of their baptism and enable their parents to bring them up in lives of faith and devotion. Unite the members of all families in a spirit of affection and service, that they may show your praise in our land and in all the world. Lord, in your mercy, by your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity. Even those who suffer persecution for the faith, have mercy on those who feel death draws near. Bring consolation to those in sorrow, and grant to all the measure of your love, taking them into your tender care. Lord, in your mercy,
Thank you for joining us today.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.